Chapter 17, Need of Consecrated Teachers. Those who engage in Sabbath school work should be persons who have consecrated themselves to God. They should be men and women of strong faith and warm sympathies, who are fervent of spirit, and interested in all that pertains to the cause of Christ. They should give themselves to the work with unselfish endeavor, and at whatever sacrifice it may require, laying themselves on the altar, and pleading, with strong crying and tears, for the conversion of the youth who have been committed to their charge. Among those who would work for the Lord in the Sabbath school, let all selfish ambition be crucified, and let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Let it be the Sabbath school workers' first ambition to educate the youth to do their duty in the fear of God and with simplicity. The great want in the Sabbath school is not the want of machinery, but the want of knowledge in spiritual things. How greatly do the workers need a baptism of the Holy Spirit, that they may become true missionaries for God. They should learn to tax their minds to the utmost, that they may acquire a better knowledge of Bible truth. The teachers in the Sabbath school should pray daily for the enlightenment of heaven, that they may be able to open to the minds of the youth the treasures of the sacred word. Why not humble yourselves before the Lord, and let the impression of the Holy Spirit be manifested upon your character and work? There is far too much self-complacency among those who engage in Sabbath school work, too much machinery and routine, and all this tends to lead the soul away from the fountain of living water. There was a time in the history of our work when the workers felt the necessity of counseling with those who had experience, when they realized the need of the guidance of the Lord in all that pertained to His work, but that time has passed, and the true missionary spirit has departed from the hearts of many of our professed workers. The Lord desires that those who are engaged in the Sabbath school work should be missionaries, able to go forth to the towns and villages that surround the church, and give the light of life to those who sit in darkness. He would not have the young men feel that they must confine themselves to the Sabbath school work to the exclusion of this missionary work, that so much needs to be done, for in making an effort for those who know not the truth, they would gain an experience that would enlarge their minds and deepen their sympathies. The Lord would have young men and women who are rooted and grounded in the truth take advantage of means that will serve to enlarge their conceptions of His work. Let the youth who have a solid experience in the things of God enter seminaries and colleges, and learn to meet the people on their own ground. In this way they may finish their education, and may become light-bearers to those with whom they are called to associate. They will have to meet obstacles in presenting the truth, but these will but make them feel their dependence upon God, and will lead them to seek wisdom from above in order that they may conduct themselves in a way that will have a saving influence upon those for whose salvation they are working. In giving His Son to come into the world and die for fallen man, the Lord has done His part, for all heaven was poured out to man in that one rich gift, and now God waits for the cooperation of those who have a knowledge of the love of Christ. Let no one think that because he is poor, and has but a humble position in life, he cannot become a missionary for the Lord. The work of Christ, the majesty of heaven, was begun in poverty and humiliation. The parents of Christ were in very humble circumstances, and the Prince of Life labored with his own hands at the carpenter's bench, that he might help to meet the wants of the family. He took his place in the world as a common day laborer, and he has the tenderest sympathy for those who are struggling to obtain knowledge under difficulties. If those who cannot have advantages such as they would desire will but look at the experience of hardship, poverty, and humiliation that Christ endured for their sake, they will see that they have no need to be sad or discouraged. Let those who would work for God trust implicitly in Him, for through the influence of the Divine Spirit, through simple, living faith in God, men and women, however humble, may become powerful agents in His hands, to win souls to Christ. For genuine experience in the things of God is not gained through natural means.